go.
I don't know what you're doing, but it feels weird.
Now look who's walking with purpose away from me again.
What? It wasn't a big deal.
Really? Because I went to movie jail with Han.
Cool.
We have a mugshot. We're a notorious gangster couple now down at the Cineplex. That's right, Hani and Clyde. But you know what? I'm fine. I'm thrilled, actually, because you walking away gave me one thing.
An unobstructed view of my sweet, sweet ass?
No, the satisfaction of knowing that you are just as selfish as me.
What a selfish thing to say.
You can walk away from me, Max, but you can't walk away from knowing that you split the scene.
What? I thought you were behind me. And besides, we couldn't both get caught. Who would live to tell the tale of the great Caroline Channing, the girl who couldn't walk fast enough?
Oh, no. Don't turn this around. Now I see it, the whole Max of it all. When we got caught, you only thought about saving yourself. And you weren't defending poor Hallelujah. You just wanted fresh popcorn for yourself.
What can I say? I guess you're on to me.
You said you'd take a bullet for me. You'd never take a bullet for me.
Probably not. No one ever takes a bullet. It's just something people say that they don't mean, like, how was your day? Or, we'll stop if it hurts.
Wow. So this is who we are, huh? Two selfish girls who always put ourselves before everyone else and are willing to do anything to survive?
Guess we are. Man, we're gonna crush the cupcake competition.
But Max, even though we're ruthless, every now and then on our own behalf, we do put ourselves second, and I guess that's what makes us best friends.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Yes, you have. You let me stay on your couch when I had no place to stay.
I guess I did.
And I gave you...
Go ahead.
Well, there must be something where I didn't put myself first.
Let me know when you find it.